everyone. This is WA2SHA, Armand the Handle, Jersey City, New Jersey, opening up the Swamp and Chat Net of the Metroplex Amateur Radio Club. So, I'll take check-ins beginning now. State your call, your name, and location, please.
This is Harold, KC2TVF, Manhattan, New York.
Okay, Harold, we got you. Any other check-ins?
Back control. Whiskey Alpha 2, Union Echo Echo, Bob, Essex County, Bloomfield. Good evening, Armand.
Okay, Bob, good deal. More check-ins, please? By the way, KB2 Sugar Queen couldn't make it tonight, so I'm picking up the net. He had some important business to do.
November 2, Hotel India Tango, Festival Mountain, New York, 321.
AE2AA, Wolf, Bayonne, New Jersey, Hudson County.
Okay, we got N2HIT, and we have AE2AA, Walt. Any more?
Echolink goes, I'm still having problems connecting with that, but
I don't know. I try to get on it, and I did too many numbers come through or whatever. But then all of a sudden, I'll punch in the code numbers and everything. I'll get right through with no problem. So we'll work things out. So I don't want to tie it up too long. I want to turn it over to the next fellow, Armin, doing a good job here. And as far as everything's going, we're all up there. I heard he's on there. And Paul, I'm glad that everything is okay with him. You know, that it's a business deal and nothing else, so which is very good. So I'll turn it back to NEM Control. This is WA2UEE.
Okay, Bob, just quick. Is that a new radio, a new radio, or an old new radio, QSL?
Well, yeah, it's an old new radio. It's the ICOM. 99, the ICOM 910H, I believe you. I've been on this for the past couple of weeks now, but like I'm saying, Armin, the last time I was on the net, I think I was with a 107, and you couldn't hear me too well. So I think this is the first time that I'm talking to you, Armin, on this new radio. Go ahead.
Real good, Bob. Sounds good. There's no problem with the reception. Very little noise in the background. A lot better than you usually have done. And when you can't get into Echolink very easily, there very possibly could be dirty tones generated by the mic. The Echolink demands pretty clean tones. And sometimes you can tell the tones don't sound good by like a gritty, like a squeaky sound behind the tones themselves. And this sort of confuses these DTMF decoders. So you really have to look into that when a radio does not access Echolink despite a satisfactory level of signal. But anyway, we'll look for some extra check-ins before we move on to the next, to Jim and to HIT. So, any new check-ins? Okay, go ahead, Jimmy. Pick it up. Binary confusion there. It's Don, not Jimmy. We got a switch here. Okay, I'm sorry, Don. Go ahead.
No problem. This is November 2, Hotel Indian Tango, and no Don. Greenfield Park, Pennfield Mountain. 51 degrees, nice quiet night.
Thank you, Don. Your signal, Don, like Jimmy's, you know, is a little on the weak side, but I do catch all the words. I do wish we had a little bit more power or more sensitivity to play with, or both, but you're still coming in clear enough that we can understand you quite well. And thanks for showing up. We'll wait for some other check-ins. I'll give a little time. And then after that time, we'll jump to our next contender here. Okay, no new check-ins, so Walt, AE2AA, this is WA2SHJ Net Control. Please pick it up.
Yeah, WA2SHJ Net Control. AE2AA. We say good evening to everybody checked into the net this evening. Let's see, I do have some comments, that's for sure. Number one, for Harold, we have received your email, and we will be having a look at it a little later this evening here yet. But thank you for sending that, and I'm sure it's going to be really good. And we do appreciate your volunteering to participate in Field Day 2010, which will be our eighth field day. Metroplex will have 8 field days in since they since Alex passed away and a new club was formed. And Bob, that ICOM 910 does a really good job for you. You really sound really good, crystal clear audio, and you're certainly coming in quite strong enough to put the old machine into quietness there, that's for sure. So very good on all that. Don, I'm having a little trouble copying you, but I guess that's the way it is. I sort of get like a low-frequency buzz sort of sound on your signal, but I guess that's because it's not as loud as it could be. And you are coming through, I guess, a linked Echolink connection, so that's probably what it is down here. All right, let's see, newsletter will be coming out in a few more days. It'll be a nice newsletter, and it would go to just about everybody that's checked in here. It's good, I have everybody's email address. And, yeah, Paul couldn't make it tonight, but Armin, you're doing your usual good pinch-hitting job for Paul. So thank you very much, Armin. Back to you, WA2SHA, net control, AE2AA.
Okay, Walt, so I guess I was right about the seventh field day. I remember 2003. It was a tough evening for me. I had more sleep problems then than I do today. It was very difficult for me to stay awake. I was really falling apart. And I had to go and sleep for a few hours over one of the fellas' homes up in Ramsey in order to recoup myself and be able to function again that Sunday morning. So I'll never forget that. Anyway... Okay, see here, we got, I hope I don't get this wrong. I always get these wrong. Jim and Don get mixed up here. But we have Jim, I believe, is next, KC2HU, and I believe that I may be making a mistake. Glenn Cole, I'm not sure. Jim, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Hey, Armin.
Up there near the Fairmount Bridge, you know, not exactly close. and there's not too many people that communicate with our repeater directly from a distance like that. Very, very few indeed. So it's probably a fairly good pair compared to others that would be like from South Jersey or from Pennsylvania. That up the Hudson River type of pass is better, I guess, than most. I remember, I hate to say it, in my CB days, I used to be able to get up to Saddle River with 3 watts. 3 watts from my mobile. There's no problem getting up to Route 59 area in New York State. And that's a heck of a good shot compared to the normal range of 3 watts on CB locally here. But anyway, enough about CB. I guess a lot of us started on CB. I always admit it anyway. They were fun days, too. And some of the clubs were very nice. Some of the original CB clubs were great clubs to belong to. They were very well run. But anyway, I'm going to, give a little break here for some people to sign in. Some of the shortwave listeners would come on. We'd appreciate it. So here we go. Any more check-ins to Swamp and Chat, man?
KB2, VVO.
Evening, Armin. Everybody on the net.
Okay, John, anyone else? Okay. Good evening, John. Good to have you on. John, of course, is the president of Metroplex Amateur Radio Club. Give us some good words, John. Come on in. KB2 VVO, WA2 SHA.
Okay, Armin. I've been on the road for the better part of the day. I just put the boat in the water up there at Greenwood Lake and spent a part of the day up there getting things sorted out. That's about it.
Oh. Okay. All right. You got your boat in the water again. Oh. I don't know how much you use that boat, but I hope you get your use of it compared to the kind of effort that one has to go through in maintaining boats. I know that boats are a tough thing to keep around, keep in good shape. So I just hope you get the kind of use that balances that off. And it's like an airplane, like a private plane, which is even worse as far as the effort and the expense of keeping it versus its use. It's usually very unbalanced. Okay, we got that, and I think with that, we'll wait for a little while. Maybe we can get somebody else to check in. So, anyone else wants to check in to the Metroplex Swamp and Chat Net? This is WA2SHA Net Control. I didn't get any voice on that transmission. Please come again.
This is actually Harry with our modulation room here. Occasionally I hear it in the background while you're chatting. Go ahead.
W2LGB Portable checking in.
Oh, what's the handle? W2OGB, is that the tropical?
Yes, QSL, Whiskey 2, Lima Golf Bravo, handle is Larry. I'm located in Hammerstra, New York, about 10 minutes southwest of KC2DHU and about 12 miles south of Bear Mountain. I'm on a portable working through, I have a 440 Echolink system set up, so I'm going through 440 right now. Back to net.
Hey, Larry, good job. Yeah, coming in fine through that 440 link. Could you tell me where the 440 link eventually rebroadcasts? Is it rebroadcasting directly into our repeater, or I don't know if you're on our local echo link.
No, negative. It's located in Hammerstra, New York, which is in the Hudson Valley, and it's going in through the KC2EHA repeater link. And that's going in through the internet. The 440 suplex repeater, I had 220 up, really got no coverage on that. So I put a 440 system in and it seems to be playing a whole lot better. So that's covering the whole North Robin area as well. And as Jim mentioned earlier, we're getting another 2 meter link up, so the whole north roundel will be covered. The only thing missing is 220, and I'm working on I'm moving the 220 system somewhere else. So hopefully that'll work out even better. So we'll have every day in Carson up here. Back to net.
Okay, Larry. Yeah, you're pretty clear, and it's nice. And I guess it can only get better, and hope everything works out, you know? I get a little confused sometimes on the check-ins and which way they come. Some of them come by pretty torturous paths, and surprisingly enough, everybody is readable, and we're really not having much of a problem. So things are working out pretty good here. Thanks, Larry. Any new check-ins, and then I'm going to go back up to number one here. WA2SAJ Net Control. Okay, I guess we got a couple shortwave listeners tonight, but enjoy yourselves. Okay, we're going back up to the top of the list to go through again, and that is KC2DVF Herald. Herald, you still there? Come on back.
Yeah, I'm here. I listened to the check-in and various comments regarding the weather. And I want to say that I appreciate the effort which Armand, in addition to being the boss of this repeater, the fact that he's looking for a receiver to create as the repeater on 440. And I heard a lot of discussion in the meeting, but it looks like it will take a while until this thing will be able to be arranged, provided we have the financing for this. Anyhow, I thank Armand, and I wish him for the next 3-4 weeks to give us more insight and his effort to obtain another receiver, or another to create another repeater on 440. With this, I'm saying goodbye to everybody, and we'll see you again. Harold, KC2DVF.
Okay, Harold, thanks. But I think you were referring to the contest that we're going to hold in June, and I don't, you know, I don't believe there's any finances or anything like that involved. It definitely will be held. It's not. It's one of those things that Walt has a lot to do with having to manage that, and it has been successful for the last 7 years. And it's through the good graces of the people up there in Ramsey in holding this. And by the way, our president lives in Ramsey, so John is also involved too. What I want to do now is go down to back. We're back to Bob now, so that's the second go around. Bob, WA2UEE in Bloomfield, please, you know. Come on and say what you think about what you've heard so far. WA2SHA, net control.
Yeah, okay, Armand, very good. Hope you're still copying me okay. The radio's acting, not acting up. It's running pretty good. It hasn't scammed on me once, knock on wood. And I don't know. I guess it's me, not the radio, you know. Anyhow, this mic, I don't know if it's the right mic for this radio or not. A friend of mine, when I first got the radio, it came with a mic on it. There wasn't a push button on it, you know, and he wired this mic up for me, and he mailed it to me, in fact. That's what I'm using now. And the name of it is Zetron, Zetron. I never heard of it. It's a heavy mic. It's a heavy mic, you know. But it has no DTMF in it. And, I mean, switches, that is. It's got buttons on it for that. Automatic, I guess, in this mic. So perhaps I do need another mic for this here. I don't know. I can't get answers from anybody. I don't know anybody that has a radio like this, you know. But I'll ask my friend Gene up there in Caldwell, and he sells them, you know, and I'll ask him about it, and maybe that'll correct it. I don't know. But otherwise, I'm doing good. I'm on it all day long, but most all day long anyhow. You know, being retired, had nothing to do, and it was cold weather, rainy weather, I'd get on my radio. Enjoy talking to people all over, you know. So I do miss the Echo Link. But it's work. Everything is working out, and it'll work out pretty good later on, you know, Armin. So, okay, I'll be looking for that newsletter. I do every month when it comes out. I'll be able to print it out now, and I enjoy it a lot. So with that, I'll say 7-3 to everybody on the net. Maybe people are all out shopping or something, and they couldn't join us tonight, Armin, you know. Who knows? But anyhow, pretty soon it'll be tomato planting time, if it's not that time already. So 73's fellas, doing a good job, Armin. And I hope I'll catch you all next Thursday. This is WA2 UEE clear. 73's fellas.
Okay, Bob, you know, the DTMF tones are generated in the mics. That's where they put the chip. The radios generally don't have a DTMF encoder in them. There's no need for it because it can be provided for externally as in a handheld mic. And if it doesn't match the radio, if it's a different mic, perhaps the DTMF tones have a different amplitude or a different characteristic, frequency characteristic, that might not be exactly right and cause you to miss when keying into the Echo Link. You really should have the mic for that radio, the mic that belongs to the radio. That could be part of the problem. It could be almost all the problem. But anyway, I'm going to move on here. And before I move on to Don in the Catskills, I'm holding in my hand an 826 vacuum tube. It's a lovely tube. It's a little short transmitting tube with a 7-pin base. It's brand new, JAN, made in 1944, and uses a plate voltage of 1,000 volts to put out 90 watts up to frequencies as high as 400 megahertz. What a lovely little tube. The inside is so nicely made and everything else. It's going to be a showpiece. I'm putting it up right on the shelf here in my bedroom, for sure. I love that old stuff. So we'll move right on to Don, then, N2HIT and the Catskills. Come on back, Don. WA2SHA net control.
Across something on the internet, of all things,
a guy built an audio amplifier using two of these tubes and got about 200 watts for himself. Oh, boy. Yeah. That same kind of 200 watts of audio, though, can be obtained from a chip no bigger than maybe, you know, twice a thumbnail size. So it goes to show you how much we've advanced. Okay, Don. So 73, nice having you on the Swap and Shop Net. We always expect you. You know that. And we're going to move on to our next contender here. And that's Walter, AE2AA. So go ahead, Walt. Give us a few words about the you know, the contest we're having and whatever else, you know. WA2SHA, set control.
WA2SHA, net control, AE2AA. We'll say good evening to John, KB2DDO. Nice to have you in here, John. Guess you were busy today, that's for sure. Well, I'm going to take good care of that 826 you got over there. Remember, I still got a Gonset 6-meter linear here that runs a pair of 826s. Of course, it hasn't had any mains, or when I say mains, 120 volts AC applied to it in over 40 years. So I guess I'd have to bring it up to the variac. Probably the filter capacitors need to be replaced most likely. But yeah, I still got that 200 watts. Solid 6-meter power. Sitting right down in the basement, up on top of the shelf. I doubt I'll run that again. By the way, are you running the 7800 this evening? You might let me know in there. And Bob, well, I think you might have hit the nail on the head. Gene is very knowledgeable, and he's also an ICOM dealer. So could ask Gene what's happening with that. I think maybe all you need is the right mic to go with that 910, and you're rid of all those problems. I think the 107 sort of has to be put in the background, and hopefully that 910 will work superbly for you. You'll have definitely a class signal, and with the right mic, hopefully you'll get the touchstones to work with the echoing. So I wish you luck on that, Bob. That's for sure. All right. Not too much more to talk about other than, yes, Field Day is coming up before you know it. And we certainly would invite anybody that wants to make it down to our Field Day. That's just fine. And John, also a very big part in this. He does a lot of the setup work. You want to see some of that work he does. And we got Paul and some other fellows, too, that belong to the Ramsey OEM. So we have a good time. All right. I'm not going to hold it. I'm going to say 73s for now. And back to you, Armin. And 73s to Wolf. WA2SHA. Net control, AE2AA.
Okay, good deal. And by the way, Walt, I just want a quick remark here. Did you watch Fringe last week? And it's on again at 9 o'clock if you want to look at it.
I caught it last week. I commented to you. But I guess I have to take a look tonight and look at the one tonight at 9 o'clock. I thought it was very good last week's. Go ahead.
Hey, that's all I wanted to say. So, okay, 73, Walt. We're going to, well, let's talk about that 826. I didn't know you had an amplifier with those in it. It goes, dates back pretty far, I guess. The 826, 1944 was made for the U.S. Army. And that means it must have been designed somewhere, maybe even in the late 30s. But they're still, you know, very reliable and good stuff, some of these old vacuum tubes. I sort of missed those days, because it was a lot of fun in those days to build this kind of stuff. And I think that some of our people can agree with that, like, for instance, Jim, KC2DHU up in Compton Cove there, right? So pick it up, Jim, WA2SHA, net control.
Once again, Armin. radio generates up just a slight bit different because they are ham radios and they're really not, 100% up to spec. But in Echolink itself, if you go on your sidestop settings and EMF in advance, there's some more settings to play around with there. I played around with them a little bit, and somebody tried to teach me exactly what they did. And it kind of went in one ear and out the other. But I'm sure Armand and Walt would probably understand it better than me. When you get that up, you have fine-tuning percent, frequency tolerance percent, which I'm sure you could play around with that a lot if your DMFs are off a bit. Signal source is your DB, and then twist. And I understand that twist is pretty important, especially on the higher frequencies. Sometimes you got to mess around with that twist to get everything to jive right. Because don't forget, it may not be the radio or the mic, but if you're using the internal decoder on Echolink and how the sound card processes these tones, you may have to actually fool with them things, put the thing in listen-only mode, and sit there rapping away on your keyboard. On your keyboard, on your HD or something like that, and see if it's actually decoding the tones. Because sometimes you push like a 1144, and then one will come up six times, and you might miss 1-4 and get another 4. You gotta sit there and play with all those settings to get everything right. Unless you're using like a, WB2REM, like an AMI 2 board or something like that, that has its own built-in internal processor, instead of like a rig blaster. It's all kind of confusing. It's a little confusing to me, too, but I have played with it from time to time. It got things to work better. But I know, like, a regular bunch of people are, with the built-in DTMF board, that's actually a quality. People usually pick up DTMFs pretty much on the spot from every kind of radio out there. WA2FAK, back over to you in that control with everybody else. KC2THU.
I guess so, Jim. I guess, variations can occur on either end, and there's always some fiddling to do on one side or the other. But the mic thing is important, you know, matching the mic up to the radio because of the different characteristics in the audio conduit between the mic and the radio and internal to the mic, which may affect the DTMF tones and throw them somewhat off relative amplitudes and stuff like that. Like, for instance, you know, of course, our repeater has a DTMF encoder in it, of course, for control and stuff like that. And when I built this repeater and set it up, I found it fairly critical. And I was using a Staples phone that I got for nothing, you know, 100% rebate. That was the signal generator or the piece of test equipment I used to set up the DTMF system in the repeater. And, it's just a matter of getting the amplitude just right and other characteristics set up so you get optimum decoding. And this is, I guess, just a similar case where either end probably could use some trimming. You're right. Right, Jim. I agree with you 100%. Okay. With that, we're going to go move on to our... For the second time, John, KB2VVO, who has, can maybe explain a little more about the field day or anything else he wishes to talk about. John, pick it up. WA2SHA and net control. WA2SHA. There, John? I guess not. Okay, let's move on then to Larry. We have W20JD, who I believe is Mobile. And Larry, you're still there? And you're still in the same location or moving along?
Looks to be in the net. I'm Mobile now, and I'm on the different radio at a different frequency. I'm on the... On the actual repeater, Jim's repeater, going in the direct frequency here. Nothing more else to add except doing that errand. Yeah, don't pick up
Hi, Lakes Chicken.
Things fine? Yeah, doing a nice job. That's fine. And 73 to you, Larry, then. And I suppose that unless anyone, most of you people have checked out. The only person that did not is John, KB2VVO, who did not come back to me. John, KB2VVO, are you still there? Are you listening?
Hey, 2 and I, late check-in.
Oh, okay. Hey, 2 and I, you've got Nico here, just came in. Let's see, late check-in, let's look at the time. Hey, yeah, we're running 45 minutes already. I don't know. It seems when I get this job, it always runs a long time. And I'm such a lousy operator, you know. I don't have a heck of a lot of ham experience. Okay. So what I'll do is, John hasn't come back. So, Nico, why don't you pick it up and come on with us. So, WA2SAJ Net Control.
Very good. Just stepped in from baseball practice with the Twins. Nice evening outside, not too cold. The rain obviously stopped in the afternoon and managed to catch the net. I don't know who's on, and I'll wait for the next round.
E2AA.
We'll pick it up.
Thank you. I mean, I just wanted to respond to Nico, say good evening. And Nico, I got all your emails so far. I may not have responded to them, but I got them all. And we'll wait on, see what things happen. So, good job. Looks like you're going to have 100% there. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to get back to Nico on there. Thank you, Armin, and then you can give it to Nico.
Nico, we went through two rounds with most of the folks. It was an interesting net. And a lot of varied conversation. You know, nothing in particular. But if you have anything else to add, you know, I'm sure a lot of the people are still listening and usually stick it out till the end of the term, as to speak. So why don't you come back to us, AE2NI, WA2SHA, Net Control.
Well, very good. Just to report that I finished teaching my class. Two of my students took the test and passed. One of them already got a call sign, which surprised me. They took the test last Friday, and I got an email that he already has a call sign assigned. The other three that came for the last class, I brought home with me after class to see the station and hope that that will persuade them to continue to general and get into HF. So, see what happens. I'm trying to monitor during the day when I'm on the computer and around here and glad to talk to new M operators around there. So, with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control, WA2SHA, AA2NI.
Okay, Nico, thanks. Yeah, if you keep on passing all these, you know, creating all these new hams, we're going to clog the airwaves, I'm afraid. So maybe we have to slow you down. So I guess that's about it. We made two rounds. Most everybody has signed out. And I can call it now. Let's see. I look at my radio clock on the wall. Wow, that's 50 minutes. 50 minutes. It's 8:50. So this is Net Control. Gonna close the swap and chat net and return to repeat it to normal use. And so good night, everybody. Thanks for showing up. And thanks for all the interesting things that were spoken here. WA2SHA, we'll be clear.